is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory, glory,
oh,
glory, glory.
Hands to the heavens, no man, no weapon. Against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground. The camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh,
glory, glory,
glory. Oh, now the war is not over, it isn't won, but we'll fight on to the finish. And then when it's all done, we'll cry glory, oh glory, oh
glory.
We'll cry glory, oh glory.
Every man, woman, and child.
Good morning. Welcome to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You know the voice already. It's Levin Miller. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you so much for letting me join you. I would say I don't know what it is you all are doing at 11 o'clock, but I can tell you one thing. Great God, the Progressive Liberal Party. Man, the PLP could march on to victory, eh? Good God. And that's what Gino D say. Gino D say, great God, the Progressive Liberal Party. The BLP, they marching on the victory. So congratulations to Progressive Liberal Party followers, Progressive Liberal Party supporters, Progressive Liberal Party enthusiasts, those of you that evaporated into the Progressive Liberal Party as a consequence of feeling disenchanted with the Free National Movement, those of you who were adopted by the Progressive Liberal Party as a consequence of being political orphans. Congratulations to all of you who trailed the Progressive Liberal Party as a result of you're not needed with them, but kind of wanted to shadow them. And to everybody that supported them yesterday, of course, in one of the lowest voter turnouts in the history of our election, what's happening this morning. For whatever it's worth, it ain't matter how you win, Bala. It ain't win by the rules. It name win. Yeah, if they wanted it to be named something else, they would have called it something else, and they didn't call it anything else. So they call it winning. The PLP did that yesterday. And in a fashion unlike any I've seen in a long while. And I get it. I know the Free National Movement, Dr. Minister, is still going to be able to claim that he's delivered the largest margin of victory in the history of our electoral process, right? I know he's going to be able to say he is the only party leader that unseated a sitting prime minister. I know he's going to say, he enjoyed the largest caucus in the history of our parliament. So he still has a couple of things to brag about. But man, the juggernauts have all fallen. I mean, at the very least, when the FNM won, at least you all did leave Soka. Soka was still there. Glenis was still there. and Brave was still there. The only newbie was Chester. I mean, but y'all kill everybody. Y'all kill everybody. I don't understand this. All the big names are gone. All the cabinet, with the exception of two. The only two people in there still in there is Michael Pintard, which I knew would return. My prediction was always Michael would be the only one coming out of Marco City. I am shocked. Oh, so there are three of them, actually, because Iram Lewis is there. I am shocked and appalled that Iram Lewis had made it out. I guess he runs faster than I had anticipated. And let me also say that I am shocked that Crazy Thompson made it. So there are four of them. Okay, let's see that. See that, Mr. Menace? Now you know who you could go to lunch with. You could go to lunch with your former cabinet colleagues. Crazy. I imagine the conversation around that table would be very boring. Those are all very gray personalities. I just couldn't imagine lunch around a table with Hubert Menace, Iram Lewis, Crazy Thompson. Well, at least they have Michael Pintard. He's a great storyteller. So maybe, I don't know, Mike pays the jokes, Doc gets the bill. Because you can't ask the fellow who's telling the jokes to pay the bill too. So we bring Michael for the entertainment, and then Dr. Menace kind of pays the bill because he made more money than the rest of us. That's kind of how it should work. Anyway, so I'm opening the phone lines this morning because I wouldn't be silly enough to come in here and try to plan a show, because I know y'all don't want to talk to me. Y'all want to talk about what happened on yesterday, and so I want to give you an opportunity to do that. Also, I want to make some predictions, or I want to make not predictions, because I think... I think we have to figure out where people will be most influential, even if that is not where they've been before. Let me say right out of the gate, I'd like to see Glenys Hannah Martin become the Minister of Works. I don't recall a Minister of Works being female. I think since Teresa Moxie. So I think Minister of Works and Transportation. Why? Because a lot of the things that are needed in transportation have to be facilitated by the Ministry of Works. And I'm sick and tired of them needing to send one bunch of paper up and down, back and forward, to get a bus stop on the ground. It is asinine. We should fix that. Also, things like public bus stops, the ones that are erected with the cover and the seats and everything, the Minister of Works has oversight of that. And if the Minister of Works has oversight of it, we could finally get a gazette of all the public bus stops, print them in the gazette, and then erect them, because the Minister of Transportation will have control over the Ministry of Works. And so I think I want her there, and I want her to have Leslia Bryce with her, because I think Leslia Bryce brings with her a fresh pair of eyes, a Rolodex of contacts, people who ordinarily wouldn't be around the goings-on of governance, because, you know, she's a private business. And so she is able to reach for talent that Glenys Hannah Martin may not otherwise understood existed. But Glenys is the one with seniority that knows the intricacies of public life and how to govern ministries. And so I say those two, a dual woman team in the Ministry of Works. Man, that look good. A two woman in a hard hat and rubber boots. That's what I want them to put. Don't put up the official picture. Put a picture of them side by side, hard hat on, rubber boots, and maybe some safety goggles. All right. Let me also say a congratulations to Barkus Ruwel. If you listen to me, I am a man tied to his convictions, right? My convictions anchor me. And so I do not say things because they become popular. And so yesterday, while I had seen that Barkus Ruwel start a whole bus route through South Beach, I mean, Kermit, you ain't gonna believe this. It's like four bus to every corner just picking up people. I say the man must be running a jitney service. Yeah, and taking them to the polls. It was amazing. I had never seen it before. I've never seen a candidate in South Beach run that kind of a campaign. I mean, all kind of bus with just people going to the poll. I say this is amazing. So congratulations to him. He was able to make it out of South Beach. He had on his all white yesterday. I tell him, it's a good thing this is in the 80s. We might have suspect something else, because only one set of fellas I know is wear all white all the time. But he had on his all white yesterday at the polls, and he came out victorious. Quite a flogging to the incumbent old friend. I love him dearly, but I don't know if Jeff came out as forceful as we would have wanted him to. And so I think the people of South Beach has given him an opportunity to revisit whether or not they were happy with him. He said here on well, on the revolution, that the people of South Beach will decide or will speak about his representation in South Beach. Yesterday they spoke. And for whatever it is worth, I know Bacchus has had quite a bit of a time at BOB, I think it is. I think he's also had another bit of stint of time at BEC. But I'll tell you this. I know he's been coaching basketball for 1,000 years. I think he coaches at the College of the Bahamas. But I don't really want to see Bacchus in the cabinet. I think Bacchus will do a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful job as the chairman of Beaches and Parks. I'll tell you why. South Beach is one of the only non-private communities that I am aware of that has its own pool facility. No other community around this place could boast about that. And we had that from the 90s. I think if he's the chairman of Beaches and Parks, finally we could get rid of the stupid ribbon cutting and all that other nonsense, the grass planting that Lanisha Rule went down there, take the whole camera crew, put a plaque, all kind of silliness, only for us to still don't have no pool, all right? And South Beach is a beach, so why not have Beaches and Park as the representative for South Beach? That's where it's one of those communities where we have two sets of people in our community. They are very, very, very old hotel workers and bankers that retired and now own their own homes without mortgages. And then they are the sons of those very old retired people because they were silly and didn't have children until they was 40. So now we got one bunch of old people who got one bunch of wayward middle-aged sons who really don't need to work because the house paid for. And so they kind of just find themselves knocking about. I think Bacchus Rule would do good to engage his community in that way through his office as chairman of Beaches and Parks Authority. Plus, South Beach, I will tell you this as well, South Beach has never been an opposition seat as long as it has been created. As goes South Beach, so goes the general election. It was at that point I knew it was over. When I saw Jeff Lloyd and Paul Lems, I said, Jesus, what's this? Jesus, God, what's this? I knew. And I also said that if Darren Henfield had lost in North Abaco, that the FNM, I say no more. And so those are some things I hope. I'll get into a couple more of my hopes. They're not predictions. They're just hopes. I still want Mr. Davis to be Minister of Foreign Affairs. Minister of Foreign Affairs, Immigration, and Labor. Why? Because I think if we're going to build this population, we're gonna have to have watchful eyes over the immigration process. I think that I want the prime minister going out there and selling the country, particularly since we've been closed. I don't want people to second guess a minister. I want them to know that when they speak to none less than the leader of the nation. Naturally, we'll have to give him a minister of state. I want that minister of state to be Jomo Campbell. Let's make him the minister of state for immigration and labor. And, you know, those two things go very well together. And, of course, he will be undergirding the prime minister in the office of the prime minister, who would be the substantive minister of foreign affairs with immigration and labor under his portfolio. Then I see Michael Alkides. I said I was going to tell you all these later. Then I see Michael Alkides. I think Michael Alkides, we bring him through the Senate. All right. And don't ask me a silly question like, who's the AG? Wayne Monroe should be sworn in sometime today because there shall be, oh, well, not today, the day right after Mr. Davis. So I see Michael Alkides in through the Senate, Minister of State for Finance and NIB. Let's put them two together because, you know, I am getting concerned about the amount of money we spent out of NIB. I know what the actuary report said, that I think in about 15 years, the fund will become insolvent. And so I want a fellow over there who know how to watch money good. I don't want just anybody over there now. And I don't think Brenzel Rule was magnificent. And I think that after you've had somebody as non-magnificent as Brenzel, like Alkides, I'm very happy he doesn't have a constituency to look over. So the only thing he should be in there doing is crunching numbers. He ain't got to worry about carrying no harm nowhere. He ain't got to worry about going to no funeral. He ain't got to worry about going to nobody cat christening. None of that stuff. Sleep. Build him a room. Build him a room by the Ministry of Finance. That's what I would like to see. And then build him one over by NIB because that's where I want him to live. I want him to be his two satellite residences for the period of this 5 years. And I believe we can get some things done. Then there is the Ministry of, listen to this, these are all Levin Miller. This is all my hope. None of this I got from anywhere. This is just the win. And no, I didn't talk to the OBS stick man that I think the prime minister was talking to when he said he would win five in Grand Bahama. Or the prime minister former. So there is the Ministry of Aviation, Tourism and Culture, all right? This is going to be a newcomer. Why? Because I want newcomer eyes on this. But I want somebody with international savvy, somebody that has a bit of international experience and has done some work across the divides. And so I'm thinking Pia Glover Rolle. All right? Minister of Aviation, Tourism, and Culture. And you package that. I think that's a wonderful little bundle. She's a fresh face. And she's tall. And she's tall, Kermit. You could get away with anything in life if you're tall. That's how come Minister in Kalani. Once you're tall, you could do well. So you put her out there. She's a pleasant face. She's a former Miss Bahamas. So travel experience there. Some people in her Rolodex that she's worked along with. She as well is not necessarily a politician. So she is able to reach out to new avenues, new people that we have not ordinarily seen in and around our politics. And that's where I'm going with her. Let me give you one last one before I get out of here. Well, two more. I have Fred Mitchell. I want Fred Mitchell to be the minister of, get this, we're going to change the disaster. What they name? The disaster preparedness? Let's change that. I don't want to put the word disaster in no government portfolio because that's stupid if you ask me, right? So let's get Fred Mitchell. We put him as the minister of reconstruction, recycling, and redevelopment. And we base him in Abaco. But think about this. There are millions of tons of metals that are no longer usable in Abaco. And we use that to start a new industry. All right? Let's do that. And we base him in Abaco because you know they got the whole office of the prime minister up there. We make him prime minister of Abaco. And he gets to realize his dream of being prime minister one day. We make him the prime minister of Abaco. And he is now responsible for redevelopment, recycling, and what was the other one? The other re. So Fred is renewing. We give that to him. He scurries along. And then lastly on my list, you know I can't forget this one. Who is the man? Obi Wilscum. Who can write the plan? Obi. I say, let's make Obi the Minister of Investments and Grand Bahama. Don't ask me why. Obi, who Obi don't know? Obi know the Miami Dolphins. Obi know the Miami Heat. Obi know the Sheikh in what is that, Abu Dhabi or Saudi Arabia? Obi know everybody. And so I want Obi sitting in a room in Freeport somewhere every day. I don't want him in Nassau wearing no purple tie. Every day I want him in Grand Bahama. And I want him on the phone just convincing people that they need to come to Grand Bahama. Plus, I think I could sell the idea of a Sin City to Obi. I believe like Obi could bite that. And we could make a Sin City in Grand Bahama and make it the hub of domestic tourism. That's why I want Obi. So I want Fred in Abaco, Obi in Grand Bahama, because I think Mr. Davis is going to need some senior men in those two locations that he can trust with autonomous power. And he could just tell Fred, you take care of Abaco. I only come in when it's ribbon cutting time. Whatever you do, you have my blessing. And just let Fred run wild over there. And then let Obi run wild over here. And then that way they stay out of each other way. They stay out of his way. So now you've heard what I had to say. The phone lines are 323-623-2325-4316-3254259. You can call me on those. You can text me on 422-4796. Let's go to the line, Kermie. Callie, there? Not there? Next call. Good morning, Callie. You're on.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, we see you, man.
I got it. I almost with a brat, though. What's up?
Yeah. Everything cool. Thank God for life.
Hey, Papa. Papa, this you.
Yeah. Congratulations, man. Congratulations to the PLP. Levan, you remember, I had to tell you about that Tia Rolle lady. I had to tell you when she was on your show, she did impress me.
Mm-hmm.
And plenty of people, I hear people saying good things about her, so congratulations to her too. And I kind of agree with you where you say they should put her, but I don't know how they could do that in Glennon still. I don't think Obi need to be inside the Senate. I think Alfred says is a better
Obi's going to be in the Parliament, not in the Senate.
Not in the Senate. What I say?
You say you don't want Obi in the Senate. He's going to be in
No. I don't think Obi needs to be in the cabinet, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That's you know, like I say, your opinion. And Alfred says, I think he'll make a better attorney general than Wayne Monroe. Wayne Monroe is good and everything, but, you know, I wouldn't really put him in the cabinet right now.
No. See, let me tell you why I ain't going with Alfred in the attorney general's office.
Okay.
Because I want to move BTVI out of Nassau. Since they're giving away free, I think you should learn block laying and have no sacrifice. Mm-hmm. I won't take BTVI.
The way you want, Alfred.
I won't put that, I can tell you. I won't take BTVI, lift the whole thing up, and rest it down in Abaco. Right? And when you want to learn to lay block and lay pipe, right? You know, Adrian is a lecturer, so we could hire him at BTVI since he's in opposition now. And we could send him there to teach pipe laying. And then we let all the people who want free BTVI education, y'all go Abaco. And y'all live there, the dorms are free, whatever, y'all live down there. And when you come back after 6 months or 9 months or 12 months or however long this little program take, you come back to Nassau with your skill and your certificate. And I think that does a little bit for the economy of Abaco. It kind of gets that economy up and running. I want Alfred Sayers as the Minister of Education and retraining. That's because you have to understand now, Madam President is quite a tenacious bulldog of a president. And you know that she is like the three Hebrew boys. She will not bow. So I need a minister who understands how to go and how to take the bulldog and say, let's see if we could make this work together. Because I don't believe that the bulldog is not capable of negotiation. I just feel like she won't back up. But a soft voice may cause there to be greater affluence between the Union of Teachers and the Ministry of Education. And while they are, they should get rid of Marcellus Taylor because I don't. You still there, Papa? Where Papa going? Anyway, let's take another one. Good morning, Carly Ron.
Morning, Levan. How you doing, buddy?
All is well.
JT here, man.
Hey, JT.
First of all, let me acknowledge and thank God for having blessed this country with peaceful elections again.
Mm-hmm.
Also, even though it rained after the polls closed last night, thank God it didn't rain during.
Mm-hmm. What happened just now? Let's take another one. Good morning, Carla. You're on. Carla, you're on.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Levan.
Hey.
You can hear me?
Yeah, Papa. Where you going the last time?
The phone just hang up. Listen, I was saying I really wanted to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for, you know, helping us with that election yesterday to get rid of them Philistines.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people like Jeff Lloyd, you know, the Prime Minister.
Are they Philistines or are they Egyptians?
They must be Egyptians and Philistines. I don't know. I know they wasn't good for us. They really, really made us. People say it ain't nothing to do with emotions, but they make us feel bad. You understand?
Mm.
They make us feel bad. They really didn't deal with us the right way. Fred Mitchell, good in foreign affairs, man. I hear you talking about
why would you continue to put a man in an area where he's already proven he's good? Like,
yeah.
He's great at that. You're trying to tell me he can't be good at
something? Mr. Representative Bahamas, we need the best. I don't know. Maybe you think Obi's the best person for tourism or
no, I said I want Obi go be Minister of Investments in Grand Bahama.
Okay, listen, our boy, Mali, Jamal, Sean,
he
beat my cousin, kind of Shabbat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beat her good,
I didn't
right?
anticipate her losing. The Bahamas, the Haymans love
unions.
Yeah, but
it wasn't about her. It was about Dr. Minnis. She's a good lady. I hope Jamal could use all of her ideas, not all, but use some of the ideas, and I wish she could work along since she's from this area, and even work along with the leader, Philip Ray Davis, and the Prime Minister of the Bahamas. But I want Jamal to be the Kitchen Park chairman. Jamal need to have that position. Like how they give Shenandoah that position as a young FNM. And Shenandoah shined there. Shenandoah helps FNM. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for Shenandoah winning his seat. Shenandoah is a good man, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We really appreciate that. You understand?
Mm.
Congratulations to the PLT, Brave Davis. He worked hard. You understand? He worked hard. Brave Davis, you get the opportunity to show us that you could be the best prime minister ever in this country, even better than Sir Lyndon, by being fair, by treating everybody. You say you have a bigger pie, by treating everybody good. Levan, if God spare life and we still alive, right, people like me and you and others, right, we got to keep their foot to the fire. The PLP, although I might be PLP, vote PLP and love Philip Brave Davis, right, all these candidates, all these members of parliament who ran and stuff and all of them who ran in the cabinet whatsoever. Some of them don't even need to be in the cabinet.
No, I don't disagree. I want this cabinet to be about 15 people.
I hope they know we don't have time to play with it. If you think you're coming here to be strong, like how the Gibson boy was, I water and works, or how some of your friends, family, lovers, and your sweetheart, you'll get a rude awakening. This is a new thing. You all ain't no boss. Yeah, we congratulating you all, but we win. We want to change. We want you all to take care of us good now. Put us first. Put us on the front burner, not your friends, families, and lovers. So congratulations, especially to all the women, especially Tia. Tia Rule, you seem to be a decent person.
You she come is across an all-around good human being. I will tell you that.
I hope she shine. And all the Barkers, them, I hope they shine. I'm glad. my slow motion walking friend. Desmond Bannister lose his seat.
Listen, my grandma used to sing this song.
My Haitian brother Frankie Campbell, all of y'all gone, goodbye and good riddance. My dead friend, Levan, our friend, that's your friend too, Levan.
Yeah, yeah.
Levan Bannister, you might be gone, right? But we got rid of those Philistines or those Egyptians. We deal with them, Levan. Mm-hmm. We make sure they feel it. I know you mightn't be here today, and if you was here yesterday, you would have been a part of it. All right? We didn't get rid of Dr. Minnis. I guess he'll soon resign, Levan, but we get rid of them political suckers. Thank you, Levan.
No problem, buddy. Papa, I wanted to say to you before you go on, though, you know, my grandma used to sing a song called, well, I don't know what the name of the song is. Either the song is My God is Real, or I don't really know what the name is, but the words go something like this. There are some things that I may not know. There are places that I can't go. But I am sure of this one thing. My core I can feel, him in my soul. Well, listen, I know God real because Desmond Bannister gone. I say, Jesus, if you're sitting in heaven, if you're still up there, I know you have the war in Iraq, but President Biden is bringing the people home out of Afghanistan. I know children in Africa still need rice and clean water, Lord. And yes, Lord, I know that the hurricanes are coming off of the East Coast of Africa. I know you're a little busy, Jesus. God, I know that global warming is a real thing and that the tourism industry is still shaky and COVID-19 is taking people at a rapacious pace. But God, if you are in heaven, in all of your busyness, if you have time to hear the lowly cry of a sinner, hear me, God, now. And take Desmond out of Carmichael. And just like that, boom. And y'all could tell me my God ain't real. My God is real. I could feel him in my soul. Let's take another call. Good morning, Carly. You're on. Carly there?
Yeah, hey, good afternoon. Sorry, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Congratulations. I want to congratulate...
Hold on. Everybody keep telling me congratulations. Y'all know I ran yesterday, right?
Well, that's all right. That's all right. I want you to be a proud PLP. Don't be afraid.
I keep telling y'all, I is a I for Tanya FNM. What's wrong with y'all?
No, don't say that. Because when you say that, Tanya never won a seat.
That don't mean that I wasn't a Tanya lover.
Yeah, and Tanya, and that was a period, and that was a season. That was one moment, and that's
so
it.
How come people can say they was Pinland BLBs, but I can't say.
I want to also salute, the leader of the party and the rest of it. But I want to salute Jordan Prince William, because yourself being a student of Jordan Prince William, another talk show co-host, also early in the morning, blender from Jordan Prince William, the president of the Adventist Union, Leonard Johnson, was also a student of Jordan Prince William. So there's a lot of good things coming out of the South. And I want to wish that I love your slate. Mm-hmm. Starting off with Dennis Hannah Martin, and the way you coin it, I want to see. I'm a little bit skeptical that they will follow you, but I wish they would.
I am only a little boy from Anglestown. They don't ever have to listen to me. I just tell you how I see it from where I see it.
What I'm also congratulating you about is your depth of knowledge. I follow the programs on TV as well. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised that you know all this stuff, man. You
Mr.
Really Bowlin,
you taught me. You forget, you teach me.
Yeah, well, that's all right. But no, but I love the way you did. We go deep. And we're impartial. Very objective.
Thank you, sir.
All the best.
Appreciate it. 323-623-2325-4316-325-4259. Someone is telling me here that they want to separate aviation from tourism. It doesn't make sense. Separating aviation from tourism doesn't have two things to go together. You need people that set the right kind of airlift policies and regulations and that kind of stuff, because that stuff affects the tourism product. And the reason I'm tying culture to that is because culture is the product. Culture is the product. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there? Not there. Let's take another one, Kermit. Good morning, caller. You're on.
Hey, morning, Mr. Miller.
Hey, DeWitt.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
I feel good.
I changed your name.
Oh, really?
I call you Prophet. Sometimes when you listen to talk show hosts, they're trying to be fair and honest. I listen to a lot of talk show hosts, and I can say the predictions of a lot of things that I give you and Vonda credit. A lot of people y'all say, and callers in Texas were calling in and saying y'all, you know, y'all wrong and stuff, but the people have spoken, Mr. Miller. Mm-hmm. Whether it's a low voter turnout or massive voter turnout, and the people are showing that the people are sick and tired of this government. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Miller, if you look at the last election, it's like a same script, different cast.
I'm glad you take me there, DeWitt. I actually got something planned. Don't stay on the line, but stay close to your radio. So do you remember, and Kermit, we're going to do this as I go into the break. Do you remember that 4 years ago, there was a breaking away from the opposition Free National Movement? The prime minister then, well, the leader of the opposition then, the Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis, most honorable, damned the breakaway crew as the Rebel Seven. You remember that? So there were the Dissident Eight, there was the Rebel Seven. Well, in an ignominious defeat, the Progressive Liberal Party delivered the prime minister, former, the most honorable, Hubert Alexander Minnis, a new reincarnation. He's got seven again. Only this time, they are the Restless Seven. Who from among them will lead? There is Adrian Gibson. A man we know believes he should be leader. A man we know has won his seat, despite scandal, convincingly. And a teacher. And possibly the new face of the FNM. But he is clad in scandal as it presently stands, and we don't know if he will survive it. In the larger scheme of things, sure, Long Island delivered him, but does the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas trust Adrian Gibson to be the leader of the opposition? Then there is Michael Pintard, the great storyteller, one who showed great contrition throughout at least the last 2 years. Someone we know fought doggedly on behalf of the people of the Bahamas, that made tough decisions. But quite honestly, we're not sure if he has enough electrification to hold the attention of the members of the Free National Movement. Then, there is Hiram Lewis. What can I say? He's Hiram Lewis. Certainly, it couldn't be Hiram. But that would leave us with Kwesi. Kwesi Thompson, who I must admit, I thought would have gotten an old-fashioned flogging, but in an interesting way, he delivered East Grand Bahama. I don't believe he has enough... He doesn't have enough gusto, in my estimation, to blow three candles out back-to-back. But what he does have, gusto or not, is a seat. I would hate to have to listen to him for an entire 5 years, rising on behalf of the great people of East End, as the leader of the opposition, and plus he's little. I don't know. I don't know if a little man will be good at this time for the opposition. Then there's Dr. Minnis. Dr. Hubert Alexander Minnis, the most decorated among them, former prime minister and the most honorable, former minister of health, and a man that touted that he would one day bring us telemedicine. Of course, yet to be seen, but very well touted. Could he hold on for 5 more years and as a 73-year-old come back to deliver the Free National Movement? Or will they have to turn to the great white hope? We find out on this 5-year episode of The Restless Seven. Don't move. I'm leaving Miller. I'm going to the break. I'll be back after this.
Mm-hmm. Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C. 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Election season is here. But so is COVID-19. Let's be responsible and stay safe during this time. Large gatherings should be avoided at and around polling stations. By avoiding crowds, you reduce your chances of getting COVID-19. Wearing face masks is especially important during this time because you protect yourself from inhaling respiratory droplets that travels when persons breathe, talk, or shout. When you take your mask off around others for any reason, there's a chance you may breathe in these droplets and become exposed to the virus. Take every precaution to stay safe during this election season, including getting vaccinated.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
Cloth face masks do offer a level of protection against the spread of COVID-19, but only if worn and removed properly and used along with other preventive. Your hands should be clean when you put the mask on and when you take it off. Use soap and water or an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Respiratory droplets from others will stay on the outside of the mask. Do not touch the mask at all once you have it on. Remember, if you touch the front of the mask, the germs will now be on your hands. Remove the mask using the elastic or straps from behind your ears and wash your hands immediately afterwards. If your mask gets dirty or feels damp due to respiratory droplets, change it. Cloth masks should be washed after every use with soap and water. Along with using a face mask, remember to wash your hands regularly. Practice physical distancing 6 feet apart. Avoid touching your face. Disinfect commonly touched objects and surfaces, and stay at home as much as possible. We must each do our part to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
This message brought to you by Bahamas Ministry of Health in conjunction with Guardian Radio.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning, welcome back. Thank you for staying with me. It's Levin Miller, it's Guardian Radio. That means I'm unleashed. That also means it's somewhere between 11 and 12 o'clock. The phone lines are open. You can give me a call. I'm making not predictions, but some things that I think could make sense if we are able to get them to work properly. You've heard I want the Prime Minister to be Minister of Foreign Affairs, Immigration, and Labor. I want the chief out there selling it. We've been closed for 18 months. Who better to go sell it than the chair? The man in charge. So when he says to an investor man, listen, bring the money, okay? They don't have to second guess. They don't have to wonder. The boss call. And so I'm going to go see the prime minister. Like, not the Oban kind of fellas, but like the other ones. And let's see if we can get this economy up and jumping. Let's take another phone call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Caller, you there? Caller, hello.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Morning.
Morning.
House of Anglestonia.
From Anglestonia, yes. How are you?
Yes, sir. What say ye of Sir Bacchus' rule now?
Listen, I one thing about me, I am a man who hastens to repent of his folly.
Oh, praise Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. I found the
you
light.
You need more politicians like you.
I found the light. I found the light. When I walked out of the poll, can I tell you about my yesterday? So I woke up yesterday morning at 5 o'clock. I say, I don't want nobody beat me to the poll. I speed to the
right.
She didn't open up till 7 o'clock. She must have didn't know what the date was. So I go on and I get the sauce because I will make sure I don't catch gas on this line.
Okay.
So I sat in my car as I watched the line begin to build and I ate the hottest cup of sheep tongue sauce I had eaten in a long while. When that was done, I say now. Then I got on the line and it was very smooth, I might add. The line stretched. This is when I knew Jeff Lloyd was in problems. When I got to Bahamas Academy, The line stretched from Bahamas Academy's gate to Blue Hill Road.
Wow.
And I said to myself, Jesus, what's this, right? So I got on the line. They started taking us in, I think, 40 or 50 people at a time. So the line moved very, very, very speedily. And I got there. There was a good sergeant there who was in charge of Poland Division number 1 through 7, I think it was. And he put us, 1 through 4, sorry. And he put us in 4 lines so as to keep us from COVID risks. Mm-hmm. And the process was about 20 minutes, 30 minutes long. And I got in and I voted. And when I came out, I saw Barkus Roll clad in entire white garment. I said, could it be?
An angel from heaven.
He's the angel of the Lord appeared unto us. He gasped because I had just eaten the sheep tongue sauce. So it was then I said, boy, my good friend and brother Jeffrey Lloyd may be in trouble. But luckily for him, I mean, he's Jeff Lloyd, so I imagine he will be well.
Yeah, he will be. And I want to congratulate Mr. Barkus Roll and also young Mikhail Barnaby,
mm-hmm.
down there in Mount Moriah, and also my member of parliament, mm-hmm. person from the House of St. Barnabas,
mm-hmm.
Shannon Dawn Cartwright.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, you know, I hope he continue to do well, and you know, as he has always been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that, you know, we all, at the end of the day, we are all Bahamians. We all have to work and live together.
Mm-hmm.
And as our motto says, forward, upward, onward, and together. So we are looking for great things to happen.
Absolutely.
I would like to see this government in this new day that they would reach beyond mm-hmm. party politics and use the brightest and the best, irrespective of whatever political persuasion they are.
Mm-hmm.
If they have the abilities and the qualifications, let's use them. You know,
I don't disagree with that. I think that's a good message.
Let's use whoever wants to help us, whoever wants, because at the end of the day, once the country benefits, all of us benefit.
Indeed.
So let's get the brightest and the best from throughout the country, so we can truly be united. We need someone now who will unify this country.
Indeed.
A leader who has and move us forward. And I'm glad that, you know, I like Chester Cooper
mm-hmm.
in there as the deputy.
I don't know if I want Barkus in the cabinet though. And it's because I am selfish. I'll tell you why. I want my member up. South Beach always gets a cabinet minister. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Well, always get a cabinet minister, and then they just forget us. So
you know,
I want you
know,
to
Barkus
do 2 years.
And Wade, them, they all are sporting giants. And so, you know.
Yeah, so I want him come this way. Come South Beach. Let's give him beaches and parks. See if y'all can give me my pool back. Because I really miss going to the pool.
You?
We used to go to South Beach Pool when I was a boy.
Yeah, I mean, me too. Way back in the
right, and let's see if we could clear down the road. Because I also won't go back to the canal.
Okay.
And I think Barkus could get that done.
Yeah, I am sure that they will, you know, they have heard your request.
Mm-hmm.
They're listening, and I am sure that you will have your pool.
Barkus, I love you. Come South Beach. Don't worry about cabinet. Come this way. Fix this pool for us, man. We love you. All right? Okay. Appreciate you, caller.
Leave on. Have a good one.
Yes, sir. Let's take another call. Good morning, caller. You're on. Call you there.
Good morning, Levon Miller.
Hey, Robert.
Now, let's talk man to man.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I pray that God, Papa wanted to understand so well.
Mm-hmm.
But God, he is a long and hard doctor. So he need to be right there, right daddy to spend all the money for. Mm-hmm. And the state for me, like, he is an American doctor.
Mm-hmm.
He trained good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's get back at where do you want to put Fred Mitchell? Do you know Fred is being in London School under Harvard?
What that mean?
He's very smart.
Okay.
So he need to be in head of the police force. I don't want Keith Bell there.
I told you I want Fred Mitchell to be the Minister of Reconstruction, Redevelopment.
No, that ain't him. No. Fred too smart for that.
How?
Fred is very
smart. So he gets an opportunity to build a new Abaco. What are you talking about?
But he can't build. He ain't no builder. Trust me, he ain't no builder. He's a brain man. So I want him to be head of national security. Marvin Dean made a mess.
I think Fred Mitchell will completely...
I
want to completely disagree with that. I do not want Fred Mitchell anywhere near uniform forces.
The prediction. Quick. Dr. Minister try to put his cousin crazy to leave there for them. I bet you any money that.
No. I don't disagree with that. I think he's going to try. But could you imagine crazy for 5 years? Jesus. Huh? Could you imagine Kwesi for 5 years?
But he's the last. I know he's the back of the dog.
I don't know.
But he's not.
Well, to Dr. Minister's credit, he would be the first prime minister in 20 years that gets to read his resignation letter onto the floor of the parliament. The last prime minister that did it was Sir Lyndon Pinling. Of course, Hubert Ingram. Perry Christie was pulled that little maneuver on him. He stormed out and never came back. And then, of course, you know, Mr. Christie never got back inside. And neither did Mother Pratt. Mother Pratt had to read hers from the step of parliament. So, let's take another one. Good morning, Collier. You're on. Collier, there?
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think now losing Brave Davis have confidence in Paul Rose that he was the leader of the CDU when three PLPs was
up? Yeah, but Robert, I don't want to get into touching the police force in that way. So whether he has confidence in him or not, the Commissioner of Police, listen, the Commissioner of Police enjoys autonomy. And I don't want any Commissioner of Police.
No, not to serve at the comfort of like Trump.
The Commissioner of Police doesn't serve at the pleasure of anybody.
No. He serves at the pleasure of the Prime Minister.
The Commissioner of... Check the law. The Commissioner of Police doesn't serve at the pleasure of anybody. Once he is appointed Commissioner, he is autonomous.
But then what happened to the other police...
Massage him into another position, but they can do nothing with him.
But I'll massage him to go into London or wherever you want to go.
Well, until such time, he is the Commissioner of Police.
When St. Gibson down was... It's a hoax investigation. He was ahead. Then moved four or five police over him to put Paul over there.
Sure.
And that's a political hacking thing. And the Davis got to straighten out.
Well, Mr. Rule also doesn't have much more time left as a police officer, I mean, time-wise. So who knows? I mean, they may be going to go to do otherwise. Let's read a couple of these text messages. A great day. I wonder about the police promotions. I wonder if those officers who got their call about being promoted will now get a new call telling them that they have been taking off the promotion list and replaced with PLP supporters within the force. The new PM says he is for all Bahamians. And I hope so. We shall see. I don't know, but I also don't want them playing with people's lives that way. This here says, Grand Bahama loves bad treatment. This one here says, I'm not excited because there is a lot to do on behalf of the Bahamian people. We heard a lot of promises. Let's see what happens. Let's start with free testing and VAT reduction. Pronto. They could also start with lifting the curfew off of Abaco because that is strangling the economy there in Abaco. Congrats to the Davis-led PLP, but should the road be torn down out Munnings Road last night and the PLP not even sworn in yet? Listen, they are the government. Good morning. When you giving Minister his props, please don't forget he was also the only Prime Minister not to have served his whole term. Ergo, the shortest serving Prime Minister in the history of the Bahamas. I hadn't thought about that. Good morning, Levin. East Grand Bahama and Central Grand Bahama have never been PLP. Check the Guardian records. It's like Sinan's scenario. Yeah, I guess. They cut them kind of awkwardly, though, because Central Grand Bahama, if I'm not mistaken, was Nico Grant. But then they kind of cut it awkwardly, so I thought that maybe it would get washed away. They didn't. Somehow, Iram Lewis held on. This year says, good morning, Mr. Miller. Mr. McIntosh is a civil and structural engineer. Okay, great. The irony is not lost that Renwood Wells was also an engineer. I don't remember him being shiny in the Ministry of Works. Don't forget, that was his first job. Yeah. The irony is not lost that the big name FNM, who sat silent while Minnis and Wells played dollhouse with the nation, now find themselves seatless wonders while he remains left to get spank up in the house. But then again, if he couldn't hang on for this whole term, any bet on when he will resign? I think he will do it at the first sitting of the House. Good morning, Levin. Martin and B. Rule at works. I would like to have my member of parliament not be in the cabinet. That's all I want to say. Sir, Dr. Minnis never won an election. Papa won a 2017 election for Minnis. Dr. Sands, who would have not been a minister if Dr. Minnis had won, lost his seat because of his attachment to Minnis. Minnis destroyed the FNM. I don't think we've seen the last of Dwayne Sands either. Bet money on that. Good morning, Mr. Miller. What's your prediction for the Centerville candidate? I already told you I'd like to see him as the Minister of State in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Immigration, and Labor under the Prime Minister. Brave needs to use Zane Lightbourne for education. I would pray for lightning first. Good day. Whoever opened Munnings Road needs to answer to the law. Okay, I guess. Who is your Minister of Health? I'm thinking Dr. Michael Darvill. Now, watch this. I want to do something interesting. I want to put the Ministry of Health with the Ministry of Sports because I believe if we can build a solid national fitness program, right, where we kind of inculcate children and maybe even young adults to pay more attention to created physical fitness programs in their area, kind of targeted by the Minister of State for Sports. That gives the Minister of Health less work to do with things like NHI and the National Prescription Drug Plan and that kind of stuff while he deals with COVID. So I want to have a Minister of Health and Sports with a Minister of State for Sports and Sports Development. All right? And I'm thinking Michael Darvill and Mario Boleg for that. This here says people are hurting and the PLP made plenty promises. Yes, the PLP will get one night in a motel room. This is no honeymoon. They'd better consummate this very quickly and let's move on. Levin, what are the numbers for Kalani? I have not seen the numbers, Kalani, believe it or not, even though I sat on two panels. But it is declared that he is the winner. Of course, they're doing the recounts today. I trust the numbers will come up. Morning, Mr. Munro can be the Minister of National Security. I don't want... Wayne Munro doesn't have the deportment to be a National Security Minister. Let's put him in the AG's office. Pakisha Parker said, vote them out and she should let us know what was said in that car with Fred Mitchell. Brave should thank Gary Delancey for the songs he was singing on the streets. Gary Delancey has become a hit. Oh, Menace, what you gonna do? Mr. Menace, tell the people the truth. Oh, Menace, what you gonna do? Because the people say they tired of you. I say, and I always like when he says, oh, Lord. I say, yeah. That's how I know he grew up in the Church of God, you know. Michael Pintado, Shannon Don Cartwright. Great ideas, Levin. Listen, just pay me for ideas. Don't worry about anything. Boy, Levin, Choke Neck Alley is a real place. Brave was it at Get Island last night. He was to Choke Neck Alley. Stop being petty. What did I do? I commend Dr. Minnis for his efforts because if that was me, I see losing, I call in the emergency orders election over. Great show as usual. Question, do you think Brave will lift the emergency orders? I think it would be in his best interest to lift the curfew and then just put in place stipulations for certain businesses like nightclubs and maybe, I don't know, that... I really ain't sure about that either because the hotel's club open. So let's figure out a way to fight COVID. This one here says, hi, plenty tourists on Bay Street. All Brave have to do is open the straw market. LOL, man, you have to play the Young and the Restless song in the background every day. How much more time I got, Kermie? 2 minutes. Morning, sir. You have totally disregarded, either by choice or ignorance, the MP for St. Barnabas, Shannon Dawn Cartwright, who just may emerge as leader. Did I leave Shannon Dawn out? No. I want Shannon Dawn to be in there. I want Shannon Dawn to be the leader of the FNM. I just don't know who his deputy could be. Who could be the deputy? I know. Maybe he could don't have no deputy, like Ingram. That might work. So now the PLPs want to work together to build the Better Bahamas, but did they do the same thing during the last administration? They must realize that whatever you give out, you will receive. This one here says, is Shannon Dawn the future of the FNM in your opinion? I do believe he is the new face of the FNM, but I want to say conditionally. I still got one bet in the background that I'm holding on. Let's see if that could come through. That's my music. It's a new day, Levin. God bless the Bahamas. How much seats PLP won? 32-7. We're calling them the Restless Seven. That's my music. That means I'm out of time. I'm Levin Miller. This is Guardian Radio FM. They're your station for fresh news and smart talk. Don't move. They've got the news. That's next.
Glory. Glory. Oh. Glory. Glory.
Hands to the heavens. No man, no weapon.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.